naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
That is definitely explicit.
No, it's rated G. You're listening to the Computer Corner, in case you were wondering. It is Michael Valdivia and Brandon Disney this week to talk about your computer problems, your computer troubles, the love of your computer. If you feel that way about your computer, the way that that guy felt, then this is the show for you. And if you don't feel that way, it's definitely the show for you.
And about Office.
Well, that's what we're talking about specifically this week. We're talking about exploring the terrain of Microsoft Office.
Weren't you going to tell us about the Excel, how you could get information from the web?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's called Excel Web Queries.
Excel Web Queries.
And Excel version 2000 or higher, so that would be 2000 or 2003. And I don't know if this applies to Mac, because I'm not a Mac guy, so don't. If it doesn't, don't yell at me. But Excel 2000 and higher.
Okay.
There's a function in there called Excel Web Queries. And if you want to see if that function exists in your version of Excel, you can, while Excel is open, press the F1 key, and under the index, type web query, and see if it brings up a subject. If so, it'll kind of walk you through step by step. But the basics of it is that you can take any page. Let's say you are an online trader. You want to research a stock. You want to be able to track a stock, whatever the case may be. And let's say that stock is something publicly traded. This is going to be fairly simple. You could go to, like, Yahoo's website, and at Yahoo's website, they have stock tracking where you can see where a stock is at and do a little bit of research. But let's say you wanted to track that over a long period of time, and you wanted to measure it against other stocks. Instead of going out and paying a service like some of the online investment sites to be able to give you those reports, what you could do is open up Excel, if you have Excel, and within it, create a new web query and navigate to the Yahoo page that shows the stock information. And if you have Excel 2003, it makes it even easier, because it'll start to point little arrows at all the tables that are available for importing in. And then you can save that web query within an Excel spreadsheet, and later you can go back into that and just tell it to update. It'll go back out, connect back to that page, re-import, and it can chart the differences. You can have it add information in there. You can have it do all kinds of cool stuff.
You could be your own online bank or broker.
I'm an online banker.
Broker.
Yeah, I'm going to be an online banker.
Broker.
Will you be my first customer?
Broker.
Just invest all your money. Give me your...
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of
which... That's something I need to do. I'm putting in my
resignation. That actually brings us to another whole subject that we wanted to talk about a little bit. This comes from the BBC News. It's called Turning the Tables on Nigeria's Email Scams.
Turning the Tables.
Yeah. You know the whole Nigerian email scam where somebody will send you an email and this thing says something along the lines of, I'm Prince Abu Abi, and I've got $48 million that I need to get out of the country because my father was slain in this war, and
just
this is going on, and blah, 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 blah.
And your
all
bank
I need
account.
Is, yeah, your bank account number, the routing number, Social Security, what you had for dinner, blah, 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 blah. And if you help me get this money out of the country, then I will give you 10% of it, so you're going to be a millionaire.
Yeah.
Right? It sounds great. Obviously, most people, I think, know that this is a scam.
Yeah. Well, there's those out there that don't.
Well, obviously there are, or this kind of scam would not exist.
Yes.
Anyway, there's a group of volunteers that run a website called 419eater.com. And 419 refers to, there is some legislation in Nigeria, and it's the title of the legislation, or the number, I guess, to
it's
it is 419. And so
okay.
It's 419eaters.com, or eater, not plural, excuse me, .com. But anyway, this group of volunteers tries to go out there and expose these people and try to shut them down and do all these things. And there was a particular incident recently where one of the guys at the site decided he was going to play back with this a little bit. And so at the site, he got this letter, I need you to help me transfer out the $45 billion to this place. And he wrote back and said, I'd love to do that, but I am part of a religious society, and we've got lots of money, and we can help you do this kind of thing. But in order for me to help you, I can only work with people of the same faith. That's part of what my religion says. And so went through this big, long story of how there's an indoctrination process to get into the religion, and sent this guy all the information and pictures of what he had to do, figuring that'd be the end of the thing.
Yeah.
Well, the guy that supposedly the guy with the $45 billion that needs to transfer this stuff not only went through and painted his body in certain ways and took pictures and sent it back.
What?
But later on he goes into saying, okay, now I can do this, but there's an $80 withdrawal fee for me to be able to do this. So he gets the guy, the scam artist, to send him $80 in a birthday card through the postal mail.
Are
right?
you kidding
no,
me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
Oh, my God.
And it goes on and on and on. And basically, it's these people
scamming
the scammers.
The tables literally got turned around. So this guy paid the $80.
Oh, yeah. The scammer paid the $80 because he was so sure that this guy was sold on this whole process.
Oh, yeah.
And it went through lots and lots of conversations back and forth to get to this point. But it's kind of funny stuff. Maybe
we'll
include the link to the story in the follow-up newsletter if you're interested in it.
Yeah.
It'll be called Turning the Tables on Nigeria's Email Scams.
How funny.
Mike Kell will include that in the follow-up newsletter. It's kind of funny stuff. If you're interested in that, you've seen those things. And also it gives you the website where if you want to help these guys out in helping to fight that kind of scam, you can do so at their website. It's 419eater.com. Cool stuff, huh?
Yeah, that's hilarious. Those guys are they're not that bright, apparently.
Well, maybe they are. Maybe they're so overcome by the fact that possibly somebody's
really
going to fall into the scam.
This.
That, yeah, they'll do anything to try to, spend $80 to try to get
100,000 or whatever.
Whatever it is. So.
Oh, funny.
Anyway, let's get back to the phones and see if we can help somebody with an office problem. Somebody like Sam, who has Windows 98 and has a problem with Word. Sam, welcome to the Computer Corner and word to your mother.
Thanks. I'm running Office 2000, and when I'm in Word, I try and insert a symbol. Every time I do that, it'll crash the program.
So every time you go up to the menu and you say insert symbol, and then it normally would bring up all the different symbols for you to peruse,
right.
Choose, and then insert.
Right.
At that screen, do you ever get the symbols to even come up, or it just crashes and you get like a blue screen, or what happens?
Yeah, the chart will come up.
Okay.
But if I click it and do anything with that, it'll close. It'll crash the whole program.
Okay. And it's every time that this happens, you can make it happen every single time the same way?
Every single time, yeah.
And when you say it crashes the program, what exactly happens?
It says performed an illegal function, and it shuts everything down. Shuts the Office program down.
Gotcha. And you have to start all over, of course, losing anything that you have not yet saved, and it's not a good thing.
Right.
There's a couple different possibilities. The first thing that kind of springs to mind is that when you go to insert symbol, symbol actually is a true type font. Just like most of the other, like Times New Roman or things like that, people don't think that the symbols necessarily are a font, but that's the way that they work. And so rather than have a whole alphabet of characters like A through Z and the 0 through 9 and all the special characters and things, it's actually a whole separate font devoted to nothing but symbols.
Okay.
So with that being said, my first thought is possibly the symbol.fon file, or the font file that contains all the symbols, has been damaged.
Okay.
So, first thing I would try to do, if I was you, was to remove and replace the symbol.fon file, which is going to be located in your Windows folder, under a folder called Fonts, with a new copy. And where you can get that from would be, if you have a friend that has Windows 98 or something, you could just copy that file from their computer. And put it on yours, overwriting what's there. If not, you could possibly extract it from the original CD that came with Windows. Or you might be able to go on like Google's website and see if you can type in symbol, spell it correctly, of course, symbol.fon, and see if somebody has it available for you to download. And then just simply overwrite that font file that would be located again in your Windows directory, then the fonts folder underneath.
Okay, so that's coming from Windows and not from Word?
That's my best guess.
Okay.
Based on what's going on, because it's only happening when you're trying to insert a symbol, and there's not many other places you could do that. Now, right. If that's not the case, then the advice that I started to give the other guy that probably would have fixed his problem, but it was a much longer solution to the problem, you could try the uninstall-reinstall method, where you would just uninstall Office 2000 and reinstall Office 2000. You might just do the Word program itself only.
And I've done that.
You've tried that, and it doesn't work for you. Yeah, that's going to lead me even more than to believe that symbol font is what actually might be damaged.
Okay.
So I would give that a shot and see if that works for you. And if not, you know where to find us back here. And I'm looking to see, just in case, I don't see Adam on the screen because he might have had a better solution for me there. So give that a shot and let us know if it doesn't work out for you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Sam, for the call, and bye-bye.
Bye.
See?
Very good. You were helpful.
Maybe.
Kind of.
But you know what? Sometimes the places that you think you should look aren't the places you should look at all.
Yeah.
And that might be one example of something
it's
like that.
It's confusing.
And it's not like you would use that symbol font a whole lot of other places. So
I was trying to think, there's no real setting for the fonts either. I mean, there's settings, but not for the characteristic ones. So.
Well, in the control panel, there's a fonts section, and you can look within there, but all it lets you do is kind of add fonts and remove fonts, which you don't even need that control panel thing to be able to do, so it's kind of silly. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got Jim, we've got Mike, we've got Gary, and your call, 602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner, back right after this.